Exciting news, y'all. Exciting news. I was featured in Yahoo Finance as one of the top 10 launch experts to watch for 2021. And today I wanted to talk about why, for some reason, that was not a big deal to me. All right, so let's dive into this.
Welcome to Launching and Learning with me, the Launch Copy Coach, Chelsea Wallace. This is the podcast where we answer the question, what does it really take to launch an offer online? High ticket coaching programs, six figure launches, ebooks, courses, digital products. We're here for all of it. All the things that come up when coaches, consultants, and service providers launch online. Let's dive in.
But those of you who know me, and maybe you don't, but maybe you don't know this about me. Maybe you know me and you don't know this about me. And if you're a new listener, hey, welcome. You're about to find out some more about Chelsea. I have often been told that I am really brilliant and a genius. And I have also downplayed nearly every single achievement that I have ever reached in my life. It has never been a big deal. And I kind of know what, like, some of why that is. And I kind of wanted to share that with us today because I think that this is also one of these things that we do as entrepreneurs where, and it's not, for some of us, it's from the desire to be humble, but that's not the case for all of it. There's other reasons, and that false humility thing is not the only reason. So I wanted to talk about the other reasons today, because it's not that I'm trying to be false humble. That's not it. You know what it is? It's this internal habit and pattern that I've created of wanting to be seen, but not wanting to be seen. It's this thing of, I don't know if I want to be visible, but I desperately want to be visible. I don't know if I want to be at the front and lead. That's a whole lot of responsibility and a whole lot of pressure, but I know in my heart I was made for leadership. I don't know if any of you have this like me, but that's really what it comes down to, is this tug of war inside me that's like, bruh, do I really want to be up there? Do I really want to be up there though? So I downplay the thing because if I reach it, right, once I reach it, I don't want it to like go to my head and make me have a really huge and pompous ego and all of that. But I also don't want to put myself under pressure. So I'm making it like it's not a big deal because I want to downplay, like, the pressure that I would be feeling if I really acknowledge it. I'm like, nah, we're not pressuring you, Chelsea. You're fine. It's not a big deal. Yahoo Finance, you're good. It's not a big deal. At the same time, y'all, I know that I'm supposed to be a leader. I know that I'm supposed to help. I know that I'm supposed to serve. I know that I'm supposed to be at the front. Like, I know, right? And again, maybe that false humility thing does come into it. Maybe it does, because it's this thing of like, I know I'm supposed to, but I don't want to be proud from it, right? I don't want to make myself bigger than I am. And so I downplay the thing, right? And at the same time, I don't want to put any pressure on myself to perform, to be anything that I'm not, to achieve all the goals that everybody else is putting on top of me, to meet all of their expectations. And so I'm downplaying the thing. And it's a really weird tension to be in because, like I said, it's like a tug of war. You want to be seen, but you don't want to be seen. You want to lead, but you don't want to lead. You want to lead because like, you know you're supposed to, and people are, like, all your life, people have looked up to you. Like, all my life, people have looked up to me. All my life, people have looked to me for certain things, whether it was just regular in school or external projects that I was working on. Like, people have always done that. But at the same time, it's just out here like, but all the pressure though. And suppose I get too, like, prideful and pompous and I just start flaunting on everybody and, like, I'm not myself anymore. I'm afraid that I'll lose myself in the just getting caught up in all the lights and fanciness and compliments and all the accolades of being seen and of bleeding. And it's such a it's such an interesting dynamic, and it causes us, I think, for those of us who are fall into this bracket like I do, it causes us to really feel like really feel torn. And we fall into this habit and this pattern of we want the thing, like we desperately want the thing, but once we get it, it's just like, eh, whatever. And we don't take the time to actually celebrate the thing, to acknowledge that it is a good thing, to own it. Oh my goodness, to own it, to take it into ourselves and be like, yes, I am this. That is, ooh. We don't do that. To own the achievement, to own the accolade. We do not do that around here. It's a real situation, y'all. And I think that's why I downplayed, like, when I first found out that I was being nominated, and then, you know, going through the process of, like, sending them my bio and doing all the things and all of that. It was like, I don't even think I told anybody. And then when it finally came out, my family was so much more excited than I was. And my friends were so much more excited than I was. I remember one of my friends just, like, laughing in this really joy-filled, proud way. I don't think I've ever heard her laugh that way before. It was just, like, a really full belly laugh that was, like, you could hear the pride and the joy in her laugh. And it was just so rich and thick, and it's just like, I've never heard you laugh this way before, ever. And she was just talking about how proud of me she was, and to see, like she said, I think she said something along the lines of, to see your face, your smiling face, your smiling, beautiful, chocolate brown face in this article with all the rest of these people and what you're talking about compared to everything else that they're saying, I am so proud. And she started to laugh. And I was just, it really hit me at that moment. I was like, these people are really proud of me, huh? And I'm not this proud of myself. I'm not making this a big deal at all. I'm downplaying this. Like, nobody's business. Shoot. Okay. That was the moment that I realized what was happening, I think. And it just made me really recognize that I do this a lot. And I mean, I knew that I do this a lot, but it was just a reminder. Hey, Chelsea, you do this a lot. And you actually don't need to, because it's at the root of, like, why I do this is the fear of failure once I get responsibility, you know, and also the fear of pressure and the pain that comes with pressure. And further to that, the pain that comes with disappointed expectations. Because here's the thing, for a good portion of us, once we get into those positions and we're looked to in that way, we become looked up to in that way, we put high expectations on ourselves, more than what anybody else puts on us. Expectations that actually set us up for failure because we can't meet them. We put the highest level of expectations on ourselves and we can't meet those expectations. And so when we don't meet them, it's like this crushing disappointment. And internally, we're just like, we have not lived up to our expectations of ourselves. We have not lived up to who we know that we can be. What are we doing with our lives? And we start to question ourselves and doubt ourselves, and it hits at our confidence hard. And it hits at our sense of self too, like our sense of identity and who we are and how we function within the world, hard. And then we begin to think, I'm not worthy of being looked to as a leader. I'm not worthy of being seen. And then we shy away from being seen, and then we downplay any future accolades that we get. That's how the pattern establishes itself. I think this started for me, and I'm going like way deep now. So if y'all are still with me, thanks for sticking around. I think this first started for me in like second grade. When I had the expectation to win the spelling bee for all of second grade. And I came third. I was second runner up, and I got this. This is a trophy. I still have it. And I was so disappointed. I thought I was gonna win, y'all. I studied so hard. So hard. And I think that that dashed expectation just like taught me that even though I think I should be like looked to and expected to achieve greatness and to achieve the highest potential of myself, and I feel, even though I feel like the highest potential of myself is this thing, I shy away from it because of the pain that would come if I don't live up to that expectation that I have of myself. Because my parents were proud, like everybody was proud. I did really well, but man, that hurt. Hurt to come third. I think that's where it comes from. It might be even further back, who knows? But like, it's just interesting how we develop these patterns and end up downplaying our accolades and downplaying our achievements and downplaying our worthiness of those things. And not just, I mean, yes, our worthiness, but the reality that this is the stage that we have grown to. Like, that's one thing that I think I am denying myself of in not like owning this achievement, is that I have grown to this point. I have worked hard and achieved this. Like the capacity that I now carry is at this stage, right? It has reached, it has grown. The capacity started small and it has grown to reach this capacity where I am now being recognized for carrying this capacity, right? And I'm denying myself the honoring of that growth by not owning this achievement. And I'm doing that because I'm afraid that I actually don't have this capacity and I'm gonna fail everybody. And fail myself more than anybody else, more than everybody, more than externally, I'm gonna fail myself. And I'm not gonna live up to who I think I can be and have the potential to be. And so, yeah, that's the story of why I downplayed my Yahoo Finance feature. And it's something, you know, it's something that I'm working on. And even as I'm recording this podcast episode, really, this is more of like an off-the-cuff thing. I didn't plan what to say. And kind of hearing myself think about this and recognizing that, oh crap, I should actually be honoring myself for achieving this. I'm not honoring my growth right now. That hits hard. That's not a good thing to recognize, that I'm not honoring my own growth. And so this is something that I personally know I have to work on. All right. So yeah, thank you. Thank you all for listening. I hope this was, if not helpful, at least fun to hear about my ish, right? And I hope it helps you also just connect with me more and understand where I'm coming from. And maybe even, you know, if any of this resonates with you, maybe it will help you understand yourself too. If you have anything else to add, any comments, any feedback, I would love to hear your thoughts on why we downplay our accolades. The false humility comes into it, but I think it's so much deeper than the false humility. It's the fear of disappointment. It's the fear of the pain of disappointment. It's the fear of really coming face to face with the fact that the self-image that you had of yourself is not being realized in this moment. It's the what, actually, you know what it is too? It's what ifing. Because you realize all of the scenarios that I just talked about, all of that is what ifing. Because it's not like I actually haven't manifested and lived up to the thing that I wanted. Right? Because I'm saying I want to lead, I want to be seen. But it's not that I actually haven't. Like, I actually have achieved this thing. It's not that I didn't achieve it. It's not that I set the goal and didn't achieve it. I did achieve it. So why am I still what-ifing this and imagining the scenario of what if I don't achieve it? You know? All of it is what-ifing. And y'all have heard me talk about what-ifing before if you've been around the podcast. And you know, like, what-ifing is never a great place to be. It gets you imagining all sorts of scenarios that are not reality and responding to reality as if those scenarios were real. So now I'm downplaying my achievement as if I actually didn't achieve the thing. I'm acting like I didn't achieve it. Do you see that? Because I'm what-ifing in my brain, like, what if I don't live up to this achievement? Bruh, the human heart is a complicated thing. Anyways, y'all, I hope that this was at the very least entertaining for you. At the very most, kind of helped you understand me. And if any of this resonated with you, maybe even understand yourself a bit more as well. All right. If you have any thoughts, please reach out to me on social media at The Launch Copy Coach. I can't wait to hear from you. I love hearing from you when you let me know that something was really good. One of the podcast episodes was really great. And I'll see you either on social media or in the next episode.